Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fernando Arroyo. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is out, Brett applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Arroyo, and towards Verizer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Lockhock picks up the ball and throws it to Patek who tags the runner out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Fuentes scores. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Stanley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stanley. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to third for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. There goes Verizer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Hiller now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayberry moves to third. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Porter moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Royals, 3. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rodriguez. Porter scores. Patek goes all the way around to score. White moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into Fuentes, who tags McRae, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayberry is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. 1 out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Porter reaches second base with a double. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Patek bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 6-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of a floor. Brett reaches second base with a double. There goes White trying to get to home. LaFleur throws the ball into Fuentes, who relays the ball to Wackenfuss, who tags White, who came all the way from first, for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur strikes out. 1 out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Ogilvie moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ogilvie moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Royals. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.